The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
All right, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Dorf on Sports Radio Weekend Edition show. And today I am your host, Mike Wilson, and Andy Dorf, the regular host, is out on assignment. And those who know Dorf know exactly what he's doing, so we will leave it at that. But today I am joined by a good friend of mine all the way from Kansas City, Gracie Terrell, who goes by Gat. Gracie, how are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. Thank you for that introduction and for getting my name right. I'm really proud of you.
Exactly. I practiced it, you know, most of the evening because that one time when we did that podcast, yeah, I screwed it up. So I've always been living that down. But anyways, hey, we got a busy show today. We got Gat on the show who brings, she brings the noise, she brings the opinions. And we got baseball to talk about. We got National League hockey playoffs to talk about. We got NBA Celtics with a great game yesterday, LeBronto with the game winner. We got NBA draft we can still talk about. We got it all. Gracie, you know, it's great to have you on the show. What are you looking forward to today?
I look forward to chaos. You know, last night I was watching the game, the Cavs game, and I'm sitting here like, I really and truly want to, you know, see some sort of like comeback from LeBron, because I'm like, for some reason I'm rooting for LeBron this year, which is a really weird feeling.
Yeah. Okay. And we will get into all that when we come back. We got to pay some bills. We got to, you know, take a pause for the cause, as Dorf would say. So stay tuned and we will be right back.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com, that's myevoz.com, to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevoz.com. myevoz.com.
Attention, timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets?
Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
This is Dorf on Sports.
All right, welcome back, everybody, and it is that time. We have John Poulter, our self-professed professor of sports, coming all the way from Toronto today, or at least I think he's in Toronto. John, how are we doing today? Dorf is on assignment, so you have myself and you have Gracie Terrell from Kansas City with us. So how are we all doing today?
I'm doing real good, thanks. Yeah, Andy sent me a note yesterday afternoon and said he had another function today, so he told me that you were going to be in the big chair today, so looking forward to that, and looking forward to working with Gracie as well.
Yeah, Gracie is a big Kansas City Royal fan, so I'm sure she's going to have some questions for you about
no,
that.
No, we don't have to talk about them. No,
and we don't have to talk about that.
They're very depressing this year, and it's okay.
I got you. So, you know, starting off, you know, we have – boy, these Diamondbacks, some people around town, I've heard that, you know, they're starting to feel like the Diamondbacks are maybe coming back to earth, you know, with, you know, they lost three straight, you know, and it's just, you know, some of these fans around town get real nervous once the hometown team kind of gets in a slump. What's your gut feeling with stuff like that?
Well, I think Arizona kind of got out of the gate very quickly, and I don't know whether that's something everybody expected or not, but one of the things that I think has helped them tremendously, and I think we've sort of touched on this before, is the fact that everybody else in that Western Division of the National League has sort of stumbled in some way, shape, or form. I mean, you got the Padres 10 games below 500, the Dodgers struggling mightily for a team with all the talent they have. The team that looks like they're starting to come along now is the Giants. They were three or four games below 500 for much of the first 3 or 4 weeks of the season, but you know, now they're three games above. Colorado is starting to put a little pressure on the Diamondbacks, and one of the things to look at with Colorado is the fact that they're only 3.5 games behind the Diamondbacks, and the Rockies have only played 12 games at home. They've played 22 on the road, which is a pretty wide discrepancy at this point in the season. So obviously that's driven a lot by the weather, A, through scheduling, and B, through rainouts and snowouts and coldouts and whatever else you get in Colorado.
Whatever else, right? Yeah.
You know, at the end of the day, those games have to be played. So you have to figure that if Colorado is, and also in a park where Colorado is probably the team with the best home field advantage in terms of the altitude and all the other factors that we know about in Denver, that's got to be a little bit of a concern to the Diamondbacks. They had a walk-off win Saturday night against the Astros, but they got absolutely blown away by the Astros. Garrett Cole, I think, had 16 strikeouts in a one-hit performance on Friday night, 8-0 shutout, sort of handed the Diamondbacks hats to them. Good that the Diamondbacks bounced back yesterday, and I kind of wish this was the weekend that I was in Arizona rather than the month ago, because I would have loved to have seen the Astros and the Diamondbacks head-to-head, two of the better teams in baseball that we don't see play very often because of the fact that they're in opposite leagues. So, yeah, to answer your question, I think it's going to get close. I really don't see the Dodgers playing 450 baseball for the whole season. I don't see the Giants hanging back that far. So I think the Diamondbacks have been wise to make hay while the sun shines and get those wins early.
Yeah, you know, we had a big historical thing happen in the major leagues this week, and it was Albert Pujols getting his 3,000 hit. How big of a deal is that for him? I mean, to me, he's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Oh, I think without question. I think we knew that when he was in St. Louis, and he's really done nothing but solidify that opinion since he's been in Los Angeles. The first couple of years, a lot of injuries, didn't play an awful lot, certainly didn't justify the contract that the Angels gave him. But not only is the guy a great baseball player, he's a class individual off the field in terms of what he does for the community and so on and so forth. No question in my mind, Mike, that he's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Grace, you go ahead.
Yeah, and I mean, in Kansas City, we've seen a lot of great players, obviously, but guys like Pujols, I mean, that's pretty fantastic to see that accomplishment. And, you know, it's just, it's nice. My biggest thing is, who's next? Like, who's the next guy in line, and are they going to do it?
That's a very good question, you know, and you don't look at milestones quite so much now as we used to, because A, the standards have changed so much, perhaps more so on the pitching side than the hitting side, but players don't play as long as they used to. You know, 30 years ago, a guy played a long time because he wasn't making huge money and he really didn't have anything else to do after he finished playing unless he got into coaching or managing. Now we're seeing guys making more money in a year than a lot of the big stars of yesteryear made in their careers. So they're really not interested in playing all that long. They want to play 10 years. They want to make their mark. They want to get their money and move on. So I think a lot of those standards have changed, Gracie. I guess in your case, it must hurt an awful lot for somebody from Kansas City to actually make a compliment about somebody that made his name the Cardinals. Knowing what the rivalry is in the state of Missouri between those two teams. In answer to your question, I'd have to do some research in terms of who's next, because it's really not something that I thought about an awful lot. I knew going into the season that Pujols was obviously going to be the next one, and it was going to happen fairly early in the season unless there was some kind of a major injury. Mm. But from this point, you know, we're seeing less and less pitchers get 300 wins. We're seeing less and less guys hitting 500 home runs. We're seeing less and less people getting 3,000 hits, and I think it's all for the reasons we've discussed.
Right, and that makes sense, because the longevity is something that is certainly an issue in sports, and when you get that kind of money, it's a lot easier.
Well, yes. Yeah. I mean, as I say, guys like Ted Williams and Mickey Mantle and those guys, I mean, we all know that they played for Willie Mays. We know that they all played for the love of the game. There's no question about that. That's never been an issue. But when you sit back and think about some of the players that we're seeing today that are, I'm going to use the term mediocre, borderline players, part of which is because of the expansion. There's a lot more jobs now than there was when Mays and Mantle and Yastrzemski and those boys were young. But, you know, we're now looking at a situation where a mediocre player can make a lifetime worth of money in 5 to 10 years, and it took guys like Mays and Mantle and Yastrzemski and Williams and those kinds of players. I even include guys like Clemente and Koufax and Drysdale in that. And we're talking all-time greats when we talk about those guys. They had to work, and in a lot of cases, they probably had off-season jobs to supplement their income, and or they relied on those World Series checks. Now the World Series checks to these guys are basically just extra pocket money, walking around money. And in some respects, it's a little bit sad, because it just shows you how far of proportion it's got in terms of professional sports.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, getting kind of coming back to what's happening right now, I mean, the Red Sox got out real quick, but here come the Yankees. What's led the resurgence with the Yankees?
I think they're just starting to play baseball the way that we all expected they would when we looked at that roster in spring training, and we all knew that the Red Sox weren't going to play 800 baseball all season. They're coming back to the pack now. I think the Red Sox are 6-10 in their six and four in their last 10, and the Yankees are 9-1. So there's a 3-game spread in let's say 10 days, and the Yankees have now got it to the point where they're only a game back, and lots of baseball still to be played for both teams, and lots of head-to-head baseball still to be played between the two teams. So I think you and Andy and I had a discussion on this a couple of weeks ago, Mike, when we talked about, you know, how far did we ever think that race would get in terms of a spread. And I think we all sort of agreed that maybe 3 games would be the maximum we would see between those two teams all season. And so far, it's starting to look that way. Here we are just into the first week of May, and it's a 1-game difference, and still a lot of baseball still to be played.
Yeah. Now, let me ask you this. What is your, like, line of demarcation in terms of this is this is the team that we're going to get no matter whose team it is. I mean, do you kind of take it to the end of May? Do you take it through halfway through June? Like, what's that line for you?
I always kind of look at, I mean, the obvious one is the All-Star break. Because sure. At that point, you're sort of within 10 games of half a season. And baseball okay. is a sport where there's so many games over 80 games as half a season. You've always got a good sample size, much so more than, say, the NFL, where you're at the halfway point after 8 games. The schedule would have an awful lot to do with that. But generally, by the time you've played half the season in baseball, you've seen your opponent, each of your opponents, about 50% of what you're going to see them over the course of the season. There shouldn't be too many surprises. Guys are playing every day. There's a ton of film out there. There's a ton of statistics out there. There's a ton of scouts out there. There really shouldn't be any surprises at that point. So that's the big benchmark. But the ones that I've always used are basically Memorial Day and the 4th of July. Because to me, Memorial Day, everybody's sort of been, they played 40 games, maybe 50 games. We're at the point where we know what we've got. You're probably past the flukes. You don't get any of these 13-game starts, 13-0 starts or 14-2 starts or those kinds of things. Usually by Memorial Day, you got a pretty good idea how good or bad your teams are. And unless somebody goes out and makes a big trade or somebody has a star player injured or a star pitcher coming out of the rotation for whatever reason, what you see is what you get. And I've always felt that if you take a look at the standings around Memorial Day, 9 times out of 10, they're not going to look a whole lot different when we look at them at the end of September.
All right, John. Hey, John, can you stay for another segment? We can talk the NHL.
I'd love to.
All right, perfect. Hey, we will be back shortly after the pause for the cause, so stick around on sportsbyline.com.
Now one away in the 12th inning. The pitch to Joey Gallo. There's a swing, and that ball is launched. High and deep to center field and gone. It breaks the tie in the 12th inning. A solo. Chirinos lifts this one out into right field. Guyer going back, looking up, and it is gone! Into the seats in right field, and Chirinos has tied this game in the 7th inning.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Kelly dropped it back out, gotten by Dumas, shoved it back on for the carry on by Simone. Here's Simone drifting, got it to Crosby, Simone, and then it's nailed, score!
He was cut off on the play. Coyotes take it away. Here's Dolby. He scores! Max Dolby on a turnover, and we're tied at two.
This is Dorf on Sports.
All right, welcome back, guys. We are talking with our professor of sports, John Poulter. We just finished talking some Major League Baseball. We're going to switch it into the NHL, and I have Gracie Terrell co-hosting with me today. She is known as Gat, and Gracie, go ahead, girl.
This NHL playoff, the whole team has been just this back and forth. It's been really gritty. Is there one team that truly stands out as completely dominant that you would just not want to face at all?
I don't see anybody that's really dominant right now. Clearly, we had some dominance in the first round. Vegas and San Jose both sweeping their series. But right now, the second round, the only series where there's been any kind of dominance at all is that Tampa Bay-Boston series where Tampa Bay is up 3-1. They've played one less game than all of the other series. All of the other series are at 3-2. So, you know, there's a lot of parity in that sport right now. And I don't really think that Tampa Bay is that much better than Boston. They certainly have been better than Boston in this series, and they're fully deserving of the 3-1 lead that they have in that series. But there's nobody that really dominates that if I was another team, I would be afraid to play, because I think the competitive balance in that whole league right now is very good. And, I mean, if you had a chance to see any of that Winnipeg-Nashville series, which we've seen a lot of because Winnipeg is the only Canadian team still active in the postseason, that has just been fantastic hockey. And that was tied 2-2 after four games. And Winnipeg went into Nashville last night. Nashville, the President's Trophy winners, best team in the league all season. Winnipeg, number two. And they just handed the Predators their hats. 6-2 was the final score, and it could have been a lot more. So chance for Winnipeg to wrap it up on Monday night in Winnipeg. And, boy, if you want to see a party, turn on your television on Monday night and watch that, because if the Jets win, there's probably going to be 20,000 people in the arena and probably 25,000 outside watching on a big screen. And you talk about a team that has great loyal fans. Probably Winnipeg might have the best fans in the NHL from a loyalty standpoint. So that's going to be something to look out for. But I think that Vegas-San Jose series is going to go right down to the wire, and I think Pittsburgh and Washington is going to go right down to the wire. So great hockey all around. We're at that point now where we're down to the last eight. Obviously, we should have the best teams on the ice, and I think this year we do.
John, so Marchand, or I'm not sure how you say his name, but Marchand, you know, that's
correct, and I know where you're going with this. But I'll let you finish your thought.
It's pretty obvious, but I mean, he receives the cease and don't lick, eat it. And he, you know, he's kind of pulling this stuff that a lot of hockey people are like, what are you doing? What do they do with Marchand? I mean, if he doesn't, does it get suspended? Or, I mean, just what's your thought?
Well, on that? He's been a bad behavior in a lot of ways for a lot of years. Up until recently, it's generally been with his fists and his stick. It hasn't been with his tongue. What we've seen in the two series he's played so far, the first one against the Toronto Maple Leafs, he had this thing for Leo Komarov, who's a middle-of-the-road forward on the Leafs. He wanted to keep getting up in the corner with him and kissing him and licking him on the neck and so on and so forth. And I guess a lot of people sort of laughed it off at that point and just put it down to the fact that it was Marchand being Marchand. But this situation with Ryan Callahan in the Tampa Bay series where he just went up to him in the corner and just kept licking him, I mean, hey, grow up. This is a man's game. He's supposedly a mature man. I don't know what his teammates must think of him. I'm sure they won't say anything negatively about him publicly, but they must be appalled, and I know the Boston Bruins must be appalled. That's a long-standing franchise that's generally always been a very classy franchise. Whether you like the Bruins or not, it's another story, but and I don't, but they've always been a classy franchise. They've had great players, Johnny Busick, Bobby Orr. Let's keep looking at it from that standpoint. He's a disgrace to himself. He's a disgrace to his team. He's a disgrace to the league. And I understand that Colin Campbell, one of the VPs of the league, has basically sat him down and said, "No more of this garbage. If it happens again, there'll be a suspension. There'll be no more warnings. You'll just be suspended." And the Bruins have to be careful of that because he's one of their key players. I mean, he's the type of guy that if you take him out for two or three games, he could turn a series around. I mean, he's that valuable in terms of a player. Why he needs to do this kind of stupid stuff, I really don't know. But I find it disgraceful and disgusting, I guess, is the only way I can describe it, Mike.
Yeah, and, you know, and kind of staying with this kind of theme here a little bit, you got Subban, who is, you know, he guarantees the Predators winning game six. Do you like it when players do that, when they come out with guarantees, or are you the type of guy just let your play dictate, you know, how things go?
I'd rather see them keep their mouth shut and come out on the ice and prove it on the ice. There isn't a player in professional sports that doesn't believe his team can win the next game. So I don't think he has anything to prove by coming out and saying that. He's got to play better. His goaltender's got to play better. His whole team's got to play better. And quite frankly, I think they're in tough on Monday night in Winnipeg. As I mentioned before, Winnipeg might be one of the toughest buildings in the league to play in. I think he's put himself on the spot, and he's always a marked man because of his flamboyance and because of his playing ability. He's very much a star in the game. He's not one of these guys that sits back and plays defensively and plays quietly. Compare him to Drew Doughty of the Kings as an example. Doughty's just the exact opposite. Goes out, does his job, keeps his mouth shut, and does the best he can for his team. I think Subban's made a mistake, and I think he's going to look awfully silly if Nashville don't win on Monday night, but he's got such a roll-off-your-back personality, he's probably one guy that could get away with it.
Makes
yeah.
sense.
Oh, go ahead, Gat.
Yeah, it makes sense, and, you know, it's something like tonight, that's my biggest question, like just tonight, what are we going to be expecting from the Knights and Sharks series? Because this has been one of my favorite series to follow on social media, too, because the Kings jumped in there. They started all talking smack. And that's what hockey should be about. It's just the fun and the excitement, taking it on the ice. Like you said, that's where you need to, you know, to make your loudest moves. What do you think is going to be going on tonight as they play?
I think you're going to see another close, tight game. I think you're going to see San Jose play well at home in what could be an eliminate, what could be their last game of the season, could be their last home game of the season if they don't win. I see that as being a tight game. I can see Game 7 in that series, and I guess when we look at the matchups on paper, it's probably valid that we're going to see a seven-game series in that. I think those teams are that close.
That is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports. John, you know, I'm going to, you know, one more and we'll get out of here. But, you know, there's this Red Wings prospect that's been subject to racial slurs. Is this a big problem with the NHL? I mean, this kind of stuff?
It was a bigger problem years ago than it is now. It is still a problem. And it shouldn't be a problem at all. I think we all know that. We all recognize that. It's unfortunate, but I think as we get more players of mixed race in the league, I think we're going to see it become more accepted, and I'm not talking about accepted from a public standpoint, I'm talking about it being accepted within the sport. I think there's probably a little bit of discomfort there, which clearly there should not be, but it's been a white predominant sport for as long as we know, and you've got to get there on your ability. The color of your skin should not matter at all.
Right. All right. Well, there's the music. John, once again, man, it's been great having you on the show, and hopefully we'll get back together next week at the same time.
Look forward to that. And Miguel Cabrera and Robinson Cano are the two players closest to 3,000 hits, but they're both 35 years old, so I think it'll be a while.
It'll be a while. All right. There's the music. We will be back after these. We got to pay the bills. We got to take a pause for the cause, whatever you want to call it, and we'll be back in 3 minutes. See you later.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 1-888-983-3890. That's 1-888-983-3890. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 1-888-983-3890 for your free case evaluation. That's 1-888-983-3890. 1-888-983-3890. Call now.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
This is Dorf on Sports.
All right, guys. Welcome back to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. And like I said at the top of the program, Andy Dorf is out today. He is on assignment. I am Mike Wilson. I am taking his spot, and I am joined by Gracie Terrell. Gracie, tell me where, or tell the people where they can find you, like on social media and that kind of thing.
Yeah, for sure. You can find me on sproutsteaks.com, or you can find me on pretty much any social media platform, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, all that, at Sprotsgat. So that's Sprotsgat. Yeah, I go by Gat, so most people just call me that. My name Gracie isn't really too fitting. I'm not exactly the most graceful human being on the planet. I don't know what my parents were thinking when they named me that, but Gat, my initials, works perfectly. So yeah, you can find me there. You can find me on bringonthecats.com. I cover K-State for SB Nation's K-State affiliate as well.
Oh, good. Okay. And you can find me at Pigskin Opinion. You can find me on Instagram as well. You can find me all over Facebook. But let's move forward here. Let's talk about the NBA. And holy smokes, Gat, yesterday there were two phenomenal games between the Celtics and the Sixers and the Raptors and the Cavaliers. And Gat, let me ask you this. Which game to you was the better game or had the better ending to it? Was it the Celtics and Sixers or Cavs and Raptors?
I know you're a Celtics guy, so
yeah. You don't have to kiss my butt on this. That's fine.
Oh no, I'm not going to. Don't worry.
Okay.
I'm gonna have to say the Cavs game because I feel like the Celtics gave the 76ers every chance to win that game. They gave them every opportunity to come back and win that, and they just didn't. And I mean, the series, both series, in fact, being 3-0, I'm sitting here like these games have not been really representative of that record. I feel like it's been way closer than that. I don't feel like either team has dominated besides the obvious. They've won the games, but I don't think it's been a complete takeover per se.
Yeah. I kind of have the same feeling now. I mean, of course I'm going to say, Celtics, are up 3-0. They came back yesterday. I mean, and I agree with you to a certain extent that Boston gave them a lot of opportunities to come back, to win the game. I mean, when Bellinelli hit that corner, it wasn't a corner three, but a long corner two for the Sixers to tie it, I thought, okay, that's going to be the momentum. That's what's going to kick the 76ers into another gear. They're going to pull away in overtime, and it's instead of 3-0, it's going to be 2-1. What can you say about LeBronto? I mean, come on. I mean, when the Raptors see LeBron, it's almost like they have just a collective something happening on their backside because they don't know how to handle him. And granted, that shot that he hit last night, the whatever you want to call it, the lob, the floater to win the game off the backboard to win it. That was pretty exciting. And I don't know if you caught this, but ESPN, their top 10 of last night were 10 different views of LeBron's game winner. So which kind of sums up them a little bit. But what can you say about LeBron so far?
LeBron has been incredibly, he's been reliable. He's been the backbone of the team as always. I mean, I kind of feel like it's the LeBron James Cavaliers at this point. But, surprisingly, right. There's been, I mean, to me, somebody who follows the off-court drama surrounding the Cavs with obviously anytime a Kardashian's involved with anything, there's going to be problems. But just following like all the off-court turmoil and everything for the Cavs, LeBron's really held his team together pretty well. And he's just such a force. And you said that the Raptors kind of have like some sort of meltdown with him because they don't know what to do. You're exactly right, because this guy is seemingly unstoppable. He carried them through that Pacers series, which was very gritty to deal with. And now he's just dominating after such a hard fought series. He's just coming out and dominating with this 3-0 lead in the series. Like, that's crazy. The LeBron James that I remember when he first came out, we were very highly critical of him. A lot of people want to make all these comparisons all the time, but this guy is just bounces back like none other. I've never seen such a recovery time on an athlete before.
No, I agree. And, Andy and I talk about this all the time, and you can say what you want about LeBron James and maybe how he left Cleveland the first time and how he left Miami and, things off the court, but you can't really hate what he does on the court. I mean, he's literally putting Cleveland on his back and just saying, we're not going to lose. We're going back to the finals, or at the very least, the Eastern Conference finals. And, you know, he's just kind of told himself, okay, if I got to go out and score 40, 45, maybe even 50 points, but we get the win, that's what I'm going to have to do. Because he's leading a lot of guys that just haven't had the experience dealing with big time playoff basketball. So, Gat, if there's one guy for the Cavs or one guy for the Raptors that you see that needs either, you know, to help LeBron out on a bigger scale, or, you know, with the Raptors, just who has to take the bull by the horns for that team, who do you think that's going to be?
I just think Drake needs to stay away from the Raptors games, and I think that the Raptors would actually have a chance at that point. Like, who picks on a guy twice your size and gets in a fight on the sidelines like that? Like, come on, Drake. Like, get out of there.
That is true. I think Kevin Love for the Cavaliers, if he keeps doing what he's doing, I mean, he had 31 the other night. You know, if he comes along for the ride, I think it's an easier ball game for the Cavs. And then just anybody from that backcourt of Lowry and DeRozan for the baby dinosaurs there needs to come alive. I mean, yeah, I mean, it's in both. I mean, maybe not one of both of them need to come along and do something, because last night DeRozan was horrid. Like, he was, right. I don't know, he was like 3 for 12 or 3 for 13, and the coach sat him and he was all salty after the game. And I'm sitting there, dude, you didn't have a good game. Why would the coach want to put a guy or leave a guy in the game that can't hit water if he was in a boat? You know, he had to go a different direction. And now you go with the 76ers. To you, what's been the 76ers' issues? Is it youth? Is it maybe too many players that are maybe one-dimensional? What do you think?
The youth, I think the youth is the biggest issue. You know, the only reason that I'm rooting for Philly so much is because I absolutely adore Allen Iverson on every level imaginable. And so I'm just kind of like, you know, it could be Philly's year. We got the Eagles win the Super Bowl. Now it's going to be, you know, Philly's
Villanova win the national title.
Right. Yeah. And it's just like, it could be Philly's year. Same time, youth plays a huge part into it. You know, I was lucky enough. I don't know if I say lucky enough because I'm a K-State fan, but I got to see Embiid when he was at KU, the short time that he was there and when he wasn't injured, to be able to see somebody like him continue his dominance in the NBA. A lot of people are worried about, you know, him being healthy and if he's going to stay healthy. Well, he's kind of proven that he can contribute a lot to a team, if not, you know, kind of be a leader that they need. So I'm interested to see Philly next year more than anything else, but I'm really afraid of Boston for them, because Boston this year looks fantastic. I think that they're going to be the closest thing next to Golden State to a super team next year.
Yeah, I mean, I sit there all the time, and, you know, my family, we're just Celtic fans. We just breathe green this time of year. And when you sit back and you look at what they're doing, it's really remarkable. You know, we lost Hayward 7 minutes into the whole season, so he's been out the whole year. Horford was hurt up and down, you know, at different points during the season. We don't have Kyrie right now at all. So, and we won't get him back until next year. But all these other guys, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum, Terry Rozier, Marcus Morris, you know, and we have Horford back, which he's a stabilizing force down there. But, you know, you look at what Boston did to Philly in the draft last year when they were putting out there, yeah, we want Markel Fultz. Fultz is our guy. Fultz wasn't their guy. Tatum was their guy. And they kind of fleeced the Sixers to make that trade. And they took the guy all along that they wanted in Jason Tatum. And now he has 5 straight games of 20 or more points for the Celtics, which that's a record for the Celtics. He has more 20 point games in the playoffs than Bird did, like straight games. I mean, that's saying something for that kid. And, you know, when I look at Horford, Al Horford, Mr. You know, Florida Gator, back in the day, he just calms those young kids down. He plays, he gets you 20 and 10, 20 and 8. He's just solid as anything. So I see the Sixers probably winning game four and then Boston closing it out in Boston a couple of days after that. But, you know, everything heads towards, I think right now with like Golden State, like what are your feelings on Golden State right now?
I mean, I don't like Golden State. Like, that's the problem. I'm like, I don't like them. You know, I thought it was great that, you know, Pelicans won a game on Friday. It's great. Good job, guys. I'm just so tired of Golden State. I'm tired of everything. I mean, I agree with Charles Barkley. I just want to punch Draymond Green in the face. They're obnoxious, and I get tired of it. You know, the closest NBA team I have in Kansas City is Oklahoma City Thunder. And so when Durant left, it's like, okay, now I'm just kind of like, they've turned themselves into the villains. And it's weird to say that because, you know, LeBron has pushed a lot more than on everyone in the media than, you know, Steph Curry or any of those guys are. But at the same time, I'm just tired of Golden State. I want somebody else. Like, I would be totally fine if they just got knocked out by the Pelicans, which would be pretty poetic, really.
Yeah, that is the voice of Gracie Terrell, otherwise known as Gat, who's the co-host today with me, Mike Wilson. Andy Dorf is on assignment. We're talking NBA. Get in on the conversation, people, 1-800-878-7529 and express your opinions here. Like I said, we're talking NBA. You mentioned the Pelicans winning that game the other night. You know, I'm a big Rondo guy, always have been. He can be certainly a headache, you know, for coaches and stuff. But the guy's basketball IQ is off the charts, and he doesn't back down to anybody. He was getting in Draymond's face the other night, and I absolutely loved it. And I'll tell you what, if you put Draymond and Rondo in a cage, I almost guarantee you that Rondo's walking out of that cage.
Oh yeah.
He's one of the biggest badasses in the NBA. But that being said, that combo between him and Anthony Davis, I mean, what can you say about Anthony Davis real quick? We got about a minute and a half till break.
Strongest eyebrow in the game. Besides that, no, I mean, that matchup is what Anthony Davis has needed. You know, he was down, with pretty much little to nothing in New Orleans. And then you get Rondo in there. And I think it's been a dominant force so far.
Yeah. You know, we'll see how it goes. We will come back. It'll be Gat and I after the break on the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. Like I said, weekend edition, and we will be talking NBA. So we will see you after the break.
Booker, 40. Rondo, high off the glass. And AD cleans it up. Anthony Davis with 53.
Both teams out of fouls to give. Westbrook. Another foul line jumper and another miss. Timeout, Utah. And you are seeing a performance that they will be talking about for a long, long time.
And Harris, but he has the presence of mind to stop. Find an open guy. Bolts. The air ball is taken by Torrey Craig.
This is Dorf on Sports.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517. Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
This is Dorf on Sports.
All right. Hey, we are getting close to the end of the first hour. And Gad, as always, man, when you and I are talking, things go quick. and I mean, what do you think? What are you looking forward to in the second hour here? What do you want to talk about?
You know, I have all sorts of things to talk about. But the number one thing that's been on my mind lately is something that I kind of covered on my show this week has been the difference in the shifting that's happening in the NFL right now with players leaving their teams that they've been with for years and getting picked up on short deals by other teams, mainly Derrick Johnson leaving the Kansas City Chiefs, heading out to Oakland, and just really kind of like shifting what John Gruden's been up to out there.
Okay, and that is Gracie Terrell. I am Mike Wilson. This is the Dorf on Sports radio program, and we'll be back after the top of the hour. NFL and NBA coming, people, so stick around.
USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani, President Trump's attorney, tells Fox News he's still getting up to speed about the president's alleged affair with former porn star Stormy Daniels.
The facts, I'm still learning. This is, you know, 1.2 million documents.
Giuliani had said last week the president repaid his personal attorney, Michael Cohen, for the $130,000 payment to Daniels to silence her about the alleged affair. Although the lava flow slowed yesterday from the Kilauea volcano in Hawaii, Hawaii County Civil Defense Administrator Talmadge Magno warns that there's still dangerous levels of sulfur dioxide in some areas.
At low levels, it can be just irritating to people with respiratory issues. It can get quite dangerous. But then at upper levels, it could be fatal.
Some residents were allowed to return briefly to evacuated areas yesterday to collect items left behind when the volcano erupted. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Wayne Allyn-Root here. I want to tell you about Life Change Tea. It's a game changer. I started drinking Life Change Tea, and it sure changed my game. I feel great. As you know, energy is the name of my game. Energy is the foundation of my success. I can't tell you how much energy I have because of Life Change Tea. Thank you, Life Change. How does it work? Life Change Tea is a proprietary herbal formula, a gentle daily cleanse designed to rid your body of toxins, molds, parasites, and bacteria. Let's face it, our food was different 60 years ago. Minimally processed, free of pesticides, nourishment for the body. Today, not so much. GMOs, pesticides, herbicides, and processing depletes the nutrition from our food. No wonder we feel run down. Just go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use promo code WARNOW and they'll ship it free. Get ready for more energy. I drink it every day. Not available in stores. Go to GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. Use promo code WARNOW for free shipping. You'll be glad you did. GetTheTea.com.
At a roundtable discussion in Cleveland yesterday, President Donald Trump touted his tax bill and the economy, but also talked about immigration.
We're going to get the wall. Even if we have to think about closing up the country for a while, we're going to get the wall. We have no choice.
The president says we can't just let people keep pouring into the country. He says the southern border is under siege. Protesters clashed with drivers in Sacramento in a demonstration over the fatal police shooting of Stephon Clark in March. The 22-year-old Clark was unarmed and in his grandmother's backyard when he was shot by Sacramento police, responding to a call of someone breaking car windows. Tanya Faison, the founder of the Sacramento Black Lives Matter chapter, says the protest was a call for justice in Clark's death.
When you have a large audience like this with people from Sacramento, and we've been fighting on these streets for a long time, the name needs to be lifted.
Saturday's demonstration blocked traffic in front of California's state fairgrounds, leading some drivers to confront the protesters. Tens of thousands of Lebanese cast their ballots Sunday in the first parliamentary elections in 9 years. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A California man accused of torturing all but one of his 13 children now faces new perjury charges. USA's Wendy King reports.
The Riverside District Attorney's Office charged David Turpin with 8 counts of perjury for signing paperwork with the state saying his children were receiving full-time education in a private day school. Authorities arrested David Turpin and his wife Louise in January after their daughter told police she escaped from their Paris, California house. Law enforcement officials say they searched the home and found several children shackled to their beds. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
A Michigan man is racking up retweets to earn a ticket to visit his girlfriend in Canada. 19-year-old barista CJ Poirier met his girlfriend online about a year ago and wants to meet her in person but can't afford the flight to Newfoundland. Poirier asked Air Canada how many retweets would get him a free ticket to Newfoundland. They told him to match the population of Newfoundland, 530,000. So far, he has over 28,000.
Lots of encouraging messages, and it's just been a very overwhelming experience for both of us.
At the Kentucky Derby, Justify won by 2.5 lengths. The favorite is now 4-0. Jockey Mike Smith earned his second Derby victory, and at age 52, is the second oldest winning jockey. The victory was worth more than $1.4 million for the owners, Windstar Farm, China Horse Club, Starlight Racing, and Head of Plains Partners. They bought Justify for $500,000. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
You're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning to some, good afternoon to others. My name is Mike Wilson. I am the host today of the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition radio program. And once again, I am joined by my good friend, Gracie Terrell from SB Nation, Bring on the Cats. Gracie, how are we doing?
Doing great. It's a lovely afternoon here.
It is a lovely, well, probably for you, it's over 100 degrees here in Phoenix. So, yeah, I'd probably take what you got going on in Kansas City more than here right now. But, Gracie, where can they find you on Twitter real quick?
SprotsGat. So it's SprotsGat.
And they can find me at Pigskin Opinion. Hey, we just had the NFL draft a couple weeks ago, and a lot of surprises, especially at the number one pick, with that young whippersnapper from Oklahoma. You know, you're a Kansas City Chiefs fan. So when we come back from the break here, I want you to get into what you think Kansas City did well in the draft, what they didn't do well, what your surprises, what your, kind of bonehead moves were when we come back. Sound good?
Sounds great.
Sounds great. All right. We'll be back after the break. It'll be Gracie Terrell and I talking NFL and NFL draft information. So we will see you after the break.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevoz.com. myevoz.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text LIKE to 42424 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text LIKE to 42424. That's LIKE to 42424.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The U.S. Senior Open Championship returns to Colorado Springs during the Broadmoor Centennial Celebration. Don't miss your chance to see Tom Watson, Fred Couples, Davis Love III, Kenny Perry, Bernhard Langer, and John Daly as they compete for the most sought-after title in the senior game. Ticket prices start at just $20. Get yours today at 2018USSeniorOpen.com.
Barkley trying to bounce it. And does escape. Saquon Barkley in the clear. Still going. Saquon Barkley all the way to the end zone. Electric, 79 yards.
There were 9 mistakes made ahead of me. And I'll make sure over in the next decade or so that they'll know they made the mistakes.
Third and goal. It's a reverse. Wham! Throws it to the quarterback, and Mayfield catches a touchdown pass.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Heard some college football clips out there. That's what we're going to be talking about, a little college football, the players that went to the NBA draft. And once again, I am joined by my good friend, Gracie Terrell, who you can find at Twitter at SprotsGat. Is that correct? I got that one right, didn't I?
You got it right.
Awesome. All right. And you can find me at Pigskin Opinion on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Same with Gat. You can find her all over the map. Trust me on this. She is all over the map on social media. But getting back to the NBA draft, or not the NBA draft, the NFL draft, I know, right? There was a lot of movement. There was some surprises with Baker Mayfield going number one. And, you know, you write for SB Nation as well as I do, but you write with the Big 12 affiliate at Kansas State. So you know a lot about Baker. Tell us what you think about him going number one overall.
I'm glad it wasn't a USC quarterback. I'll just put it that way, which I know might like start digging into the Pac-12, Big 12 thing. But the problem is, you know, with Baker, he kind of seems to a lot of people like Johnny Manziel 2.0, just with his he's kind of a liability that you don't know what's going to come out of his mouth at times. But I like that. I like the trash talking quarterbacks. But, you know, like our guest earlier said, show it through your actions on the court, on the field, on the ice, whatever. He's going to have a lot to prove. But at the same time, Cleveland is known for ruining quarterbacks. Like, that's what they do. And it's going to be hard-pressed for Baker to walk in there and make immediate changes. Can it happen? Sure. Baker's got the talent to do it. A lot of people think they have varying opinions on Baker Mayfield. I've seen him in action. He's a really solid quarterback. It's just going to be what Cleveland utilizes with him. Luckily, you know, Cleveland has a few targets for him, but I think there's going to be a lot of pressure on him this year, as is every quarterback each year that starts with Cleveland, because I feel like it's a different one each year, if not like two a year. So you never know what you're going to get with Baker, and he could come in and be the leader that they want him to be. He could come in and, like I said, be Johnny Manziel 2.0 and just fizzle out, have attitude issues. And you never know. You don't know. But I can tell you that Baker has the talent to succeed if he actually focuses and uses his mind.
See, I tend to think the same way. I don't think he was the number one overall player in the draft. I'm gonna go with my boy Sam Darnold. You know, to bring up the USC quarterback and, you know, the Pac-12 guy. But, you know, I think you hit it on the head in terms of Cleveland ruining quarterbacks. Well, you know, they've had, you know, like 29 quarterbacks, or, you know, just a town full of quarterbacks the last 15, 20 years, whatever it's been. And you really hope, for the sake of the franchise and for the sake of Baker Mayfield, that Baker can do this, that he, like you said, takes the time and focuses in and takes the playbook very seriously and takes his job very seriously. Because, I mean, you know, to be an NFL quarterback, you got to take it seriously, or you're going to be, like you said, Johnny Manziel, washed out of here in a blink of an eye. So we'll see what happens. I think the Jets got who they wanted with Darnold. You know, our hometown team here in Phoenix, you know, we got, I think that's the guy that they truly wanted, was Josh Rosen. And I'm a big Josh Rosen guy, have been since he stepped foot on campus at UCLA. I kind of like the quarterbacks to be a little, you know, to be a little confident, and they vocalize it a little bit. Just don't go too much with it. You know, don't be, you know, running away from cops and getting tased kind of thing, you know, like Baker had, you know, a couple of years ago. But just you have to have confidence if you're going to be a quarterback, you know, and you and I have seen this in college sports, in college football. If your quarterback seems the least bit shaky, you know, your team at Kansas State or my team at Oregon State or UCLA or wherever, you're not going to have success. And I think, you know, Baker certainly has confidence. I know Darnold, I know Rosen for sure has a lot of confidence in his abilities. But, you know, when you get past these quarterbacks, and you take a look at your hometown team there in the Kansas City Chiefs, what did you see with the draft? What did they do well? What did they not do so well?
You know, that's the great part about the Chiefs, is that we have a really young GM, and we are building this program. It seems like we are rebuilding it, and we're kind of, we get to decide the mold that we want to have for, you know, what the Kansas City Chiefs stand for. And having some attitude back on defense is what they were looking for. You know, we got Breland Speaks. That was what we got in the second round, because we didn't have a first round pick. You know, we drafted heavy on defense, because I think it was pretty obvious for, well, mostly Chiefs fans, what our flaws were last year. The biggest thing that I have a problem with is, year after year, does not matter how great we are on defense, when, you know, our quarterback had been so conservative, Alex Smith. Now he's out in Washington. Bye-bye. Great. It was great seeing you. Great. Thanks for the memories. Goodbye, though. Goodbye. And we're fully in on Patrick Mahomes. And I think it's kind of scary. You know, we're going into a season that, going in with a brand new quarterback, and he's definitely somebody that I want to see succeed. I think it's going to be really exciting to watch him over the years. But I've always been a proponent of having a solid O-line. And that was our biggest drawback with Alex Smith, is he was so scared of getting hit. Because, I mean, in one season, he had a lacerated spleen from getting hit so much. Like, the guy was beat up. So it's like, getting our O-line right is what I'm mostly concerned about. And I don't know if we're there. So we went heavy on defense. I'm just like, hey guys, can we remember that we have a brand new quarterback? We need to protect him like a precious little baby as much as possible. Like, we got to focus on that. But hey, you know, the draft was solid. I'd rate it like a B-, I feel like.
Okay.
Which isn't bad. First draft for a brand new GM, not bad. You know, John Dorsey was our former GM. He's up in Cleveland. Did he make the right move? I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know. Because Baker Mayfield, like I said, the rest of these quarterbacks too, They haven't been proven yet. So we're going to see. Only time will tell, but it's just kind of a, it was a riskier draft for Cleveland than it was for Kansas City. We'll put it that way.
Let me get your take on a couple of other, I mean, you have Mahomes now. You got the kid, you got the young kid with the big arm.
Yep.
You know, what's your feeling with Patrick Mahomes? And then this other kid, he's another Big 12 kid for you. You know, Mason Rudolph, he gets drafted by Pittsburgh and maybe being the heir apparent to Big Ben up there. And what are your feelings on Rudolph? And we'll start with Mahomes.
I'm just glad that that Pittsburgh finally realized that Big Ben's not getting any younger and they finally took a quarterback. So sorry, I kind of switched him around and decided to go Rudolph before. But I'm glad that Pittsburgh finally decided that, hey, we need to find this replacement. We need to get somebody to be Big Ben's little understudy. And I'm glad that they did that. Mahomes is going to be a solid starter. I'm really excited to see what he can do with his arm. I watched him at Texas Tech. It was unbelievable what he did with such a terrible other side of the team. So, you know, they had absolutely no defense at Texas Tech, and he still did his best on offense. So it's just like, we're going to see a guy that's going to be a big game changer in Kansas City for sure.
Yeah, and I think I hear the music there, Gats. So we got to, you know, take a pause for the cause here, but we will
Sounds
come back with, yeah, we'll talk more NFL draft. That is Gracie Terrell. This is Mike Wilson, and we will be back shortly. So stick around, everybody.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774.
800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Yards for a first down, four for a touchdown. Brady throwing corner of the end zone. Caught! Touchdown! Julian Edelman.
Second down and 10 at the 30-yard line. Three receivers to the right of the line. Shotgun snap to Flacco. Four-man pressure. Flacco airs it out deep for the end zone. It is caught! Touchdown, Chris Moore! Moore does a little iced tea plunge after he makes the catch into the end zone.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. I am Mike Wilson. I am joined by my good friend Gracie Terrell, a.k.a. Gats. Andy Dorf, the usual host, is on assignment, so you get stuck with Mike Wilson, you get stuck with Gracie Terrell. And Gracie, before the break, we were talking about Mason Rudolph. We were, and the Steelers drafting him. What was he like in college? I know he kind of put up video game numbers, but is he as good as everybody said that he was, seeing that you're the Big 12 expert here?
Yeah, he is as good as people say he is. He had a lot of great targets as well. With the receivers like Washington and all them, who's also, I guess, at the Steelers, as I guess they also took him. So that's pretty great to know that. But Mason Rudolph just was stellar at Oklahoma State because they know how to utilize him. So taking the experience in college with Oklahoma State and then taking it to Pittsburgh and learning from arguably one of the more dominant quarterbacks, as much as I hate to admit it, in football. Now, I'm not a Steelers fan because I'm a Chiefs fan, obviously.
Yeah.
And they kind of destroyed my hopes and dreams over the last few years. So that being said, I hope that Mahomes goes into Pittsburgh week three of his first year starting in the NFL and beats Pittsburgh. That would be quite a statement.
Yes, that would be quite a statement. Yeah, you would be happy. My household, not so much. But let me ask you about this. And I think this is one of the best stories coming out of the NFL draft, is that the Seattle Seahawks took that kid, Shaquin Griffin, from UCF, the kid that had to have his left arm or left hand amputated. What are your feelings with that? I mean, that's the kind of story and the kind of guy I'm rooting for. And I would assume the same with you.
Yeah, how can you not root for that guy? He's making history. He's breaking barriers. And if anything else, you know, he's going to be teaching kids that might have something similar to him, that you can still accomplish your dreams, whether, no matter what life seems to throw at you. So it's like with his abilities and his obvious skills and talent, he's going to be somebody to root for, without any sort of bias. Obviously not a Seattle fan either, but you want the best for guys like that who really show the heart and the talent to make it in the NFL.
So, let's stick with, the AFC East here a little bit in one of these young quarterbacks that got picked at the end of the first round, Lamar Jackson, former Heisman Trophy winner, former, just kind of do it all for University of Louisville. Is Jacksonville, or not Jacksonville, but is Baltimore a good spot for Lamar Jackson?
I think so. Joe Flacco, obviously, there's been questions about whether he's elite or not, whatever. And that conversation, happened because he developed and honed his skills with the Baltimore team, and just he developed the right fit to be in Baltimore. And I think Lamar Jackson can do that too. It's just a matter of how Harbaugh decides to utilize him and how close a relationship he's going to have with Flacco. And apparently, he hasn't even heard from Joe Flacco yet. So that's kind of not troublesome, because I know this is the offseason still, but you would think that, Flacco would want to reach out to his someone that is going to be learning a lot from him and working so closely with him. So I think Lamar Jackson really showed off his capabilities at Louisville. And he obviously did a lot with that team. And a lot of people doubt him. A lot of people doubt his accuracy. They doubt whether he is going to translate to the NFL well. like I said, we're not going to know until we actually see it happen. But there's so many factors with Lamar Jackson involved that I think he's going to be somebody that could one day, you know, take over for Flacco.
No, and I think so as well. I think his athletic ability is unquestioned. I think the thing that most people question are, you know, is throwing accuracy, just like they did with Josh Allen, you know, from the big kid that went to Buffalo from Wyoming. But I think, you know, come preseason or maybe during the season, you might see Jackson get in there, you know, and Harbaugh develop some kind of special package, you know, like the Lamar package where he comes in and he his skill set fits the schemes and of that package. So I think it's going to be a good thing. I'm a little shocked, as you are, that Flacco hasn't reached out to Jackson yet. You would think that that would be something that would be probably one of the first things Flacco would want to do. But, you know, Big Ben came out with a statement in terms of, you know, if Mason Rudolph is the heir apparent, that's not going to happen for a very long time. If I have my way, do you think Flacco is kind of feeling the heat a little bit by them taking Jackson?
I've never been a Flacco fan. I'll just put it that way. So me what I'm neither. About to say, probably, like, you'll probably agree with this. I think he's being a diva about it. You know, so what? Your team drafted a quarterback. Do you really think that you're going to be playing forever? It's not like, you know, Flacco's been relevant as of lately. You know, there's nothing right. about Baltimore that, you know, I've really been paying attention to much, and they haven't been in the contention for the Super Bowl, whatever. I mean, every year Pittsburgh scares me because Big Ben is there. Every year Baltimore doesn't scare me because Flacco's there. So, you know, his attitude has a lot to do with why he hasn't reached out. And it just kind of shows, it says more about Flacco as a person for not reaching out to Lamar yet than it does about the whole situation with, you know, whether or not Lamar's making a big deal of it. You know, he's doing his job. He got drafted by a team. He's there. He's going to show up and do his job. Flacco, if he wants to be a diva, it's not surprising.
Yeah, no. And hey, let's talk about a team that everybody loves to hate, the Dallas Cowboys. You know, and I'm pretty sure you're not a big Cowboy fan, but, you know, they lost a huge cog to their offense this week with Jason Witten retiring. What are your thoughts on Jason Witten?
I mean, he had to retire to get away from Jerry Jones. Like, the guy went right. up with the, I mean, the whole team as a whole, the whole franchise would be so much better if Jerry Jones wasn't meddling in every single aspect. I can't imagine an environment to work in like that. You know, I wish nothing but bad things for Dallas, simply because Jerry Jones drives me insane. And I feel like a lot of fans feel the same way. They just watched Philly go and win their first Super Bowl ring while they were sitting at home, you know? So they can't talk smack to Phil anymore, and they haven't been relevant. And they haven't won a Super Bowl in what, like, over 10 years now? So, okay. Like, sorry, guys.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And I mean, you and I both know, and anybody that follows football, the best friend to a young quarterback, which they have in Dallas, is who? It's usually the tight end. Mm-hmm. You know, because they usually catch everything. They help in the blocking schemes. But if you're Jason Witten, this is a no-brainer. I mean, you're going to go from a possible Hall of Fame career, which I'm pretty sure he's going to be in the Hall yeah. of Fame, to one of the best media jobs in the business, being the, you know, taking over for Chucky, you know, on Monday Night Football. So to me, it's a no-brainer for Witten. Now, I understand. I mean, if you saw his press conference the other day, I understand the emotion. I understand, hey, this is something you've been doing since you were a kid. Now you're not going to be doing it anymore. But to be able to roll right into a Monday Night Football analysis role, I mean, you and I would probably give our left leg for something like that, right?
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, hey, you get to retire. And instead of having that uncomfortable, like, oh my gosh, what do I do with my life now
right.
type of thing that happens for most NFL players after they retire, he gets to go right into a job that, like you said, we would love to have. So for him to be doing that, I think that Tony Romo really led the okay to retire and take over on broadcasting. And Tony Romo is great to listen to. And that's the thing that I love about hearing him, because he has a completely different perspective. It's not Troy Aikman that sounds like a robot and it just looks like he wants Joe Buck to stop talking. It's going to be somebody who has a little bit more recent insight to their teams.
Well, yeah. I mean, you listen to Romo, and he's calling out plays. Like, he's calling out, oh, they're going to run hitch and go. They're going to run a corner route right here. Yeah. Where I hand it off. Like, he's calling it out up in the box. And I didn't like Romo because he was a Cowboy. I like him now in his role that he has as an analyst. But, you know, hopefully, you know, I'm wishing nothing but the best for Jason Witten. I hope it goes well. There's going to be, hopefully Monday Night Football fans give him a little bit of a buffer in terms of letting him adjust to, you know, being in the booth as part of his new job. So
yep.
There's the music. We got to, take a pause for the cause. We'll be right back, and we will be talking probably NBA when we come back, people. So 1-800-878-7529. Call in and get your opinion heard. Back after this.
Tyreek Hill awaiting the punt of Shane Lechler. Hill backing up, fielding it at the 18-yard line. Dodges to the right to the 20-yard line. Going to the 25, turns the corner at the 30, up the right sideline to the 40, to the 50-yard line, back to the 40, down the right sideline to the 30, pointing at the 20, to the 10, to the 5, touchdown! Tyreek Hill skating all the way down the right sideline. 82 yards for the score, and the Chiefs take a 38-20 lead.
This is Dorf on Sports.
I'm running a pretty serious side hustle thing. I drive, I deliver, I DJ, I podcast, I hustle. It's a lifestyle. Until one of the side things pops off. It's apps, mail, messages, and music all day, all night. What gets it done is AT&T prepaid for only $55 a month with AutoPay. I even brought my own phone and got $50 of service free. It's more hustle, less hassle. Man, that's a pretty good line. Marketing should be one of my side things.
Switch to AT&T prepaid with no activation fees and no annual contracts and get unlimited data on one line for only $55 a month with AutoPay. Plus, get $50 of service free when you bring your own device. AT&T. More for your thing. That's our thing. $50 credit offer ends 6/7/18. Requires activation and payment on new line of service on $65 per month plan and auto pay enrollment. Credit applied within 21 days of first month payment. Wireless price includes $10 auto pay discount. AT&T may slow data speeds when network is congested. Video streaming limited to SD. Additional charges, speed usage, and other restrictions apply. See store for details.
This is Michael David from Seattle. I'm 51 years old, and 6 months ago, I started taking Andro 400 to increase my testosterone. Since then, I've lost 35 pounds of fat, and my waist went from size 38 to size 32. I have more energy, and I look and feel 20 years younger. And now my wife tells me I have to take Andro 400.
Hi, this is Ron Johnson from Utah. After 10 weeks of taking Andro 400, I lost 13 pounds, and my waist went from 36 to 33. That was 8 years ago. I continue to take Andro 400, and I've maintained my weight at 172. Gained muscle and energy. I'm 63 now and feel better than I have in 30 years.
Andro 400, the natural way to increase testosterone, lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great. Try Andro 400, the safe, effective, affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
The Fix Finder tool from AutoZone is a source of relief. Because when your check engine goes, our Fix Finder goes. For some, it's just a loose gas cap. For others, an O2 sensor. No matter what your problem is, our Fix Finder will help you troubleshoot it. So you can kiss that yellow light goodbye and go. It's the free Fix Finder from AutoZone. It's just one more way AutoZone helps you do more. Because doing more is what we do best. So visit one of the 275 Greater Los Angeles AutoZone locations near you today. See store for details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Stop
by O'Reilly Auto Parts and purchase 5 quarts of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $25.99. Plus, get a $5 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card by mail and earn 50 bonus O-Rewards points. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Rozier shakes Bellinelli. Jim Rozier for three. Got it.
Fix to cover ground. Valanciunas did not continue on the roll. He had James lurking. Back door. And Anobi slams it down. Oh, gee.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Dorf on Sports Radio Weekend Edition program. We are talking. We're going to be talking NBA here, but first, I am Mike Wilson. I am joined by my good friend Gracie Terrell. Andy Dorf, who we will be talking to shortly, is on assignment, but he decided to come in and comment on the show. Andy, how we doing, buddy?
Good morning, guys. Thanks, obviously, for taking the program and guiding the show today. I really totally appreciate it, 100%. And just let's talk some sports, man. What's up?
So we're talking NBA, and what are your feelings on those games last night that we saw? I mean, those were two excellent games. Gat and I talked about it a little earlier, and we both figured that, you know, the Cleveland game was kind of the more exciting game, even though Boston and Philly went to overtime. But, I mean, you can't get over what LeBronto did at the end.
I don't know, man. Those were both unbelievable games. You know, we talked about the Celtics, you and I, ad nauseum, bro, because you're a huge Celtics fan. I'm a Bucks fan. You guys got my Bucks. They took care of business. And the truth is, man, I look at the Celtics, and I think they're a very good basketball team, and I don't think people are giving them the respect that they deserve at this moment in time. They're playing fantastic, and you can call those guys role players. You can call those guys bench players. They've got a lot of first-round draft picks, a lot of lottery picks on that team, to be honest with you. They have all-stars on that team. So I think people are really disrespecting them and giving way too much credit to Brad Stevens. And don't get me wrong, the guy's a phenomenal coach, but he can't make the plays on the basketball court. So you got to give credit where credit's due. Great coaching job and maybe even a better job of those players stepping up in major roles. The Cleveland game, fantastic too, bro. I mean, LeBron, another buzzer beater, just a guy that's incredible. So you know me, man. I love greatness. I love LeBron James. I love talking about how awesome and amazing that guy is. And the truth is he didn't disappoint. He's got more than both Kobe and Michael game-winning shots in the playoffs. So the guy's incredible. He stands on his own. And the argument between him and Michael, it just gets bigger and better each and every year, to be honest with you. So, yeah, those were fantastic basketball games, guys. Great stuff.
Yeah, great stuff. And to talk about, you know, talk about my Celtics a little bit, yeah, you're right. There's a lot of first round picks on that team. Thank you, Danny Ainge, for pulling the deals that you did. But, you know, Gat mentioned it earlier in the program, I believe in the first hour, you know, all these kids from Boston are getting a lot of good playing time, and they're going to be really, really scary next year when they get Hayward and they get Kyrie back, to a mix that's going to be fairly seasoned, you know, in terms of playoff experience, and that only pays dividends down the road. So, you know, you got Jaylen Brown out there basically on one leg because of his hamstring injury, and he's balling up. He's toughing it out. So, you know, and then, like you said, with Cleveland, I mean, it's the LeBron show right now. And I don't know if I've seen one player put a team on his back like LeBron is doing right now, Dorf.
No, it's incredible, and it's amazing. I've been a fan of LeBron for a long, long time, and you know, there's always going to be haters, there's always going to be doubters, but the dude is amazing, and you're right, he can carry that team on his back single-handedly. But I want to get back to something that Gat may have mentioned, like you said, about the Celtics and that experience, and I think what we're seeing on the 76ers side, And Gak, get involved with us here on the conversation too, because you're seeing the inexperience of the 76ers late in that ball game that gave opportunities to the Boston Celtics to make plays. And you know what? You got to give credit where credit is due. Once again, you know, they made the plays. The 76ers maybe shot the ball too quickly. I think Simmons probably should have brought that ball back out. There's not a lot of time left. If you have a rebound dunk in that position, yes, then maybe you do that. However, the shot that he had to take there was somewhat difficult. It was rushed. There was 13 seconds or something like that left in the game. Just way too much time to make that shot and make that play. So I think their lack of experience is showing 100%. And the experience that the Celtics got, like you talked about, from last year, being in the Eastern Conference Finals, man, those guys got some experience. So I think you're seeing a payoff on both sides, the experience of the Celtics and the lack of experience for the 76ers, guys.
Exactly. And that's the biggest problem, I think, is the pace of play has been completely off for the 76ers. And you just notice it compared to Boston. They kind of look like it's their first rodeo at this point. So, you know, next year they're going to have a lot more, obviously, experience. And they're going to be back hopefully in full force. I just see Boston winning this out and moving on.
Yeah, I mean, so, Al Horford, like, think about that guy for a moment here, and just think about how valuable he's been to that equation. And, you know, Marcus Morris, that unbelievable pass, you know, the delivery, it just, everything worked out so well. And everybody wants to give Brad Stevens all this credit. And don't get me wrong, I give the guy a ton of credit. He draws up great plays. ATO, that's a really important thing, after timeout. What does he do after timeouts? The guy makes great plays. But with that being said, the execution has to come from those players. Marcus Morris delivered a perfect pass, and then Al Horford makes a great layup, protecting himself and the ball, and they win the game. I mean, so I think you have to give credit where credit is due, and it's due to both those players who are stepping up in a major way, and then obviously Brad Stevens, one of, if not the best coaches in all of the NBA. And then with that being said, you know, on the other side, the 76ers coach, man, again, I feel like he lost moments at that time in the game and just kind of blew things for his players to a certain degree too. So the coaches have to put players in good positions is my point.
Yeah, and I would agree. And there's one game that the Gat and I just haven't got to yet. We're gonna might as well get it while you're on the phone. But Gat, get and Dorf, give me your feelings on the Houston Utah. I mean, the other night, Utah just put a big letdown into their fans, and Houston just came out just guns a blazing. What happens today with Houston up 2-1, Utah trying to scratch their way back into this thing and even the series up? Gat, go first.
I mean, they're going to be at home, so I feel like this series has been boring for me. Like, with everything else going on, I'm way more drawn into every other series going on. But I feel like, you know, if the Jazz can hold on and not get overpowered like they did on Friday, they have a chance. But obviously, James Harden is having one heck of a year, as always, and is kind of looking unstoppable at this point.
I kind of agree with Gracie's take there, Mike. I mean, I think that she's got a great point. That's been a boring series. Even though Donovan Mitchell is special and James Harden is special and Chris Paul can be pretty special, Rudy Gobert can be pretty good too. In general, there are some star power, but for some reason, this series isn't all that intriguing. I agree 100%. So to make it intriguing, the Jazz need to show up. And with that being said, they're a 5.5-point underdog at home, and I look for the Rockets to really try to put the nail in the coffin here and then go back to Houston and wrap that thing up. So we'll see how the Jazz respond. I think it's going to be tough because Houston's a really good basketball team, and they stepped it up big time defensively the other day, Mike. So I think it's going to be tough. I think it's going to be a much better basketball game, but if it's close, I still like the Rockets.
Yeah, I mean, I do too. And Gobert just has, to me, he's just been non-existent. Like, you know, he certainly can be a force in the middle. I just haven't seen him really show up against Houston. But moving on to, you know, Golden State and New Orleans here, Gat and Andy, you know, what do we expect today? You know, I mean, the game's going to start here in a couple hours. Does New Orleans come back and tie this thing up, Gat? I mean, what do you think?
I think that the momentum's definitely on their side coming off a a pretty big win, almost a 20-point victory over the Warriors on Friday. The momentum's on their side. They just got to slow it down and really play incredible defense like they did on Friday, and everything should work out. Hopefully they come back and tie it up, add some excitement, because right now, you know, the series that seem, just if you look at the numbers, you know, with Cleveland and Boston series, they look dominant, but yet those have been the most fun thus far.
Good points again. I like Gat, by the way, man. We may have to have her on a more regular basis.
Great.
Yeah, but I think, you know, look, guys like Etuan Moore, who stepped up for this team big time at home. We know about playoff Rondo. We know about him. I think that Holiday is going to have another special game. He played really well. And I'm surprised at the job that he's doing defensively on KD, to be quite honest with you. And that's a surprising matchup. I've been intrigued by it the whole series. AD, nobody can hang with AD. Let's be honest, man. That guy is just unbelievable. He's so fun to watch. I want the Pelicans to win. I really do. I just think that it's hard to see the Golden State Warriors play two bad games in a row. And yes, I will give credit where credit's due here a little bit as well. New Orleans stepped up. They did what they had to do in Game 3. They won a must-win game. Let's see how they do in a Game 4 where Golden State probably comes out with a little bit of a vengeance, and they're going to want to come out and hit them in the mouth first. So I'm excited to watch that game. I mean, you're right. It's a 12:30 start, if I'm not mistaken, for us. So I'm definitely excited to watch that game, and I'm excited to see how the Warriors play. And another thing to talk about here is we haven't mentioned it either. Steph Curry looked a little fatigued the last game, whereas the game in Golden State, he came out and looked really, really fresh. So we'll see how he responds to a little bit of adversity of, you know, getting back on the floor and playing and banging around with guys. And, you know, KD, Dre, Clay, all those guys, they got to step up too, man.
Yes, they do. And that's the interesting thing for me. I mean, you and I talked about it last night a little bit. It's hard to imagine Golden State going through four games where nobody shoots well. I mean, and that's going to be a tough thing for them to overcome. But when I look at Anthony Davis, besides the brow that Gat mentioned a few minutes ago, I think he's going to go down. If he stays healthy, he could be one of the best, if not the best, big man of all time, because just how he can stretch the floor, he can shoot, he can take it inside. He's so athletic that it's just sick to me. What are your thoughts there, Dorf?
You know, I have a hard time comparing different guys because it's always different eras. And I think Anthony Davis is special. Don't get me wrong, but I think Will Chamberlain would have been special in any era. Do you know what I'm saying? And I think Anthony Davis would be special in any era, too. But truth be told, he's a great player to watch. He's fun to watch. He's exciting. And like you said, he can do it all. He takes you inside. He takes you outside. He blocks shots. He steals the ball. He's a pogo stick, man, in general. So, yes, I think he's a fantastic player. I think he's one of the best players in the game today. And would he be good in any era? Absolutely. Is he going to be one of the best all time? I don't know about that. Maybe yes, maybe no.
Well, you know, hey, Dorf, see that you've been on assignment today, but you took the time out to talk with us. We appreciate it. We got the music going. We got to pay some bills. We got to take a pause for the cause, as you like to say. But it's been great having you on the show, buddy.
Hey, I appreciate it, guys. You did a wonderful job. I checked you out periodically throughout the last couple of hours, so enjoy it. Appreciate it very much. And like I said, Gat, we may have to make you a regular on the program.
I dig it. Thank you.
Have a great day, guys. Thank you very much.
All right, guys. We will be back after that. Grace and I will have our final takes, and we'll be out of here. So stick around.
This is Dorf on Sports.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
This is Dorf on Sports.
All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Mike Wilson, and this is the weekend edition of Dorf on Sports. It is final take time. Gracie, go ahead.
My final takes. Tonight's going to be a lot of fun. Not only do you have NHL playoffs, you have NBA playoffs. Looking forward to good games for sure. What I'm focusing on the most, because I'm such a hater, I'm going to close up my final thoughts with the fact that John Gruden is building a great retirement home out there in Oakland. You know, you're welcome to have our used parts from our Kansas City Chiefs, and we'll gladly go ahead and take Reggie McKenzie's son in the draft like we did. And yeah, I just think that Gruden is best when he's wearing visors and at his own little quarterback camp and spewing out hot takes as a broadcaster. I don't think he's going to make it as a coach. That's all.
Okay, mine. And once again, I want to thank John Poulter in the first hour coming in talking baseball and hockey. I appreciate Andy Dorf calling in as well to talk some NBA. But my final take is simply this. Last night, I watched Triple G knock out his opponent in the second round. He made quick work. And now we just got to sit around and wait for Triple G and the second edition of Triple G and Canelo to take place. So hopefully that takes place here in the next few months. But for Gracie Terrell, for John Poulter, for Andy Dorf, this is Mike Wilson. We will see you next week on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Dorf on Sports with Andy Dorf. Till next time.